The Young and the Pity by Kathleen J. Smith.
Tea's ready, Mom.
Get me a tape measure.
What do you want a tape measure for?
Because somebody's been telling me our Pat wants a dress.
Me? I don't.
Get me a tape measure, Brenda.
Oh, I don't know. You always come home in a rotten mood on a Friday night. I don't want a dress.
I come home in rotten moods on Friday nights because Friday's payday and every blasted penny I earn is took up by you kids doing what the hell you like. Stand up. 26 waist, ain't it? Or have you put on a bit of weight lately?
Yeah, a bit.
So what pattern's it going to be? Expanding skirt and smock?
What are you getting at?
Only what Mrs. Worrell's been telling me. Only that you told her, Sheila, you're going to have a baby.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. Well, are you?
How do I know?
How do you know? Are you potty or what? Are you going to or not?
Stan!
Oh, don't wait, Dad. Mummy's on night.
Stan, come down here.
We don't want to discuss it in front of Brenda, Mum.
Right, we've got that far. There's something to discuss. Brenda's 12. She can stay and learn what I didn't manage to teach her. It's a disgrace for a girl of 16 to be having a baby.
I know.
Oh, you've admitted it.
All right, I've admitted it. I've disgraced the family. I've let you down. I know all about it. No good looking at me like that. What can I do about it?
Stan! Hey, get that man out of bed, Brenda. Go on, tell him it's urgent.
The eggs are poached, Mum.
Oh, God, have we got two idiots for kids? Well, go on.
No.
Do either of you know what a baby born out of wedlock is? It's illegitimate. It's a scandal. But if I stopped your pocket money for a fortnight, you'd look more upset about it.
Oh, what's all the racket?
Oh, wake up. We're going to have an increase in the family.
No, Alice. Are we?
No, not me, you fool, your daughter.
Which one?
Which one? You got a good opinion of both of them, it seems. It's the clever one. It's a girl we've been bringing up for a teacher.
Is that right, Pat? Oh, dear, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, he's sorry.
The main thing is, who's the man?
I'm not marrying him, so it doesn't matter.
Well, he'll have to help to support the child, so we shall have to know his name.
I don't want him to support it. I'm having it adopted the minute it's born.
Charming.
Betty Cook never saw her baby. They took it away. And she said it was just like having your appendix out, that's all.
Lord.
Well, you'll forget about it afterwards and carry on as if nothing had happened. You know it'll be well looked after. It's best not to see it.
Just treat the kid as if it was invisible. Get rid of it, just like an ulcer. What's a baby? Park it on somebody else the minute it's born and forget about it.
No, I want to know the name of the man.
I can't tell you. It's a kid only half your size. It's that Phil Wheeler.
Is it, Pat?
It's always that sort. Them as look as though they couldn't knock the skin off a rice pudding.
Oh, don't talk daft, Alice. He's called goalkeeper, ain't he, Pat? He must be all of 18.
Yeah, and it's not right Mum keeps saying I'm only 16. I'll be 17 in 3 months' time.
However, did you manage to control yourself for so long?
Yeah, well, you know, Pat, if you were... If you married him, I'm sure you could both be very happy together.
That's what he says, Dad. But I'm sure we wouldn't.
And I'm sure he wants a damn slap in the eye, and when I've had my tea, he's going to get it.
Oh, don't go round there brawling and yelling and letting the family down, Mum.
Oh, ain't you comic? Oh, you're real comic. Bringing a bastard into the house and then turning to telling me not to let the family down.
It would never have happened but for you.
You what?
Everybody knows kids get into trouble if their mothers go out to work.
Now then, Pat.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I laugh fit to split every time I hear that. Every time a kid gets into trouble these days, it turns and blames its mum for it. Why do you think I've stayed at that factory for the last 10 years? Bringing home my wage packing, buying you everything you ever asked for. It shows what a rotten bad mother I am, don't it? Your dad's wages pay for the mortgage, the food, the fuel, and the fags. Mine pays for the car, the gadgets, the telly, the clothes and the furniture, the holidays you're so keen on, the posh home you bring your friends to. Yeah, and all that damn stuff you've got stacked in your bedroom.
What are you going upstairs for?
Francis, the radio.
Oh, Dad.
All right, Pat, all right.
Dad, my transistor, she's thrown it down the stairs.
Let her have it out. Pour out the tea.
14 dresses, 4 coats, and 6 pairs of shoes. Here. That's how my life's been spent. Keeping her well set up so she can attract the fellas. Oh, it's all my fault.
Oh, Mum.
That'll do, Alice.
Now you come down.
She thought what she's going to do to her sister. She thought what Brenda's got to go through when the scandal starts roaring around the school. She won't be there. Brenda will have to suffer that.
Mary Urshaw committed suicide when she was going to have a baby.
Do you mind? I'm not committing suicide for you or anybody else. And I'm not going to have an abortion either.
Oh, don't mind us. You carry on with your language.
I only said it so you needn't.
And just when are we expecting this happy event?
I don't know. June, I think.
And as you aren't thinking of getting married, who's going to support you till then?
We ain't. I'll support myself. I'll leave school and get a job.
You left school half an hour ago, my girl, and you can start work at Benchlow's next Monday on a machine alongside me.
I can get myself an office job.
Oh, you fancy yourself, don't you? There's queues for clerks' jobs. Girls lining up with GCEs by the dozen. And no babies, neither. It's factory work where the money is, and where pregnant girls show the least.
She thinks she's caught me now, Dad. She thinks she'll make me marry Phil Wheeler by telling me I've got to work at Blenchlow's. Well, she won't. I'll go to the factory for a few weeks, but I'll get over it. I'll study at nights and pass my exams, and I'll still become a teacher, just to spite her.
I hope they think you're fit to teach children when you've just abandoned your own. I hope they realise just how much you care about kids.
Go on, take it out on me. I'm no worse than hundreds of others in Cloutley, and I'm a lot better than a lot of them. Only I've been caught out. But I'm not going to be brought on my knees for it.
Now, stop it, the both of you. You know, I think she's talking a lot of sense, Alice.
Well, then that's lovely for you, Stan, ain't it? It means you ain't going to do a damn thing to try and put things right,
well,
don't it?
What can we do?
You get round a Wheeler's double quick and start arranging about a special licence.
You'll be wasting your time.
Oh, well, anyhow, let's have tea first.
Oh, men. With the old ones, it's all food, and with the young one, it's all sex. I warned you, Pat. I warned you 100 times. And now I'm warning you, Brenda. You keep away from men. They're no good to any girl. A visitor for you, Pat. In the front room.
I don't want to see anybody.
Oh, get going and get some sense.
I know very well who it is, and you're wasting your time.
Move. And switch that damn thing off, Stan, so we can hear what's going on.
Hello. You all right?
Oh, marvellous.
Your mum came to our house last night. Look, I'm going to look for a job on Monday, and we're going to get a special licence.
We're not. I'm not going to be tied to you till my old age pension.
You're bound to be mad at me till the baby's born, but, well, after that, it'll be the same as it was. It's a lot better when you're married, Pat. You can make love properly then, any time. Yeah, and my dad says everybody ought to be married at 14 anyway. Well, I think he's right.
I don't have to go on cooking and washing for you all my life, just because I had a pash when I was 16. I don't have to keep a baby just because I'm going to have one. I didn't ask for it, so I'm giving it away the minute it's born.
You're not.
There's thousands of people who'll be glad to adopt it.
You're not giving it away. Look, it's my baby as well as yours. And you did ask for it. All you wanted was lovemaking all the time. You did ask for it. And months before you got it.
Me? It was you, begging and pleading with me, crying all down my neck.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. And I get looked down on for it. They'll call me dirty names, not you. They won't think you cried like a kid, but you did. That's the way you got me.
Well, why the hell don't you two use a loudspeaker while you're about it?
She's pretending she won't marry me, and she says she's going to give the baby away, Mrs. Aldridge. Well, I've got a say in it. It's my baby.
It's because it's yours I'm getting rid of it. It's because I should hate the sight of it if it looked a scrap like you that I don't want to look at it. It's because you want it that I'm throwing it away so you'll get some misery.
But she's going out of her mind.
And if I am, it's you lot that are sending me. Skid off, the lot of you, treating me like a sideshow. Clear off, Phil. And when I meet you in the street, I'll say to you, how do you think your kid's getting on? Do you think it's foster mother's thrashing it? Do you think anybody's sneering at it because it's a bastard? That'll tickle me.
Belt her, Phil. If you want to marry a belter now.
Belter?
Oh, God, you have to be told everything. How'd you expect a girl to marry unless you're belter? Belter now! Oh, right, old girl. You can laugh. But a few weeks at Blenchlow's will soon bring you to your senses. You'll be at the factory gate at 7:30 Monday morning.
your first day done then, Pat?
Yeah.
Nice for you to have your girl working near you, Alice.
You don't know how pleased I am. Can't think why you've got her on the machines, though, Alice. She ought to be in the offices, a smart girl like her.
Yeah, and you was also clever at school, Pat, your mum was telling us.
Mm. Yeah, too clever by half, that's me.
I don't think she likes it on the machines, do you, Pat?
Who does?
Well, I do. I don't mind it, do you, Alice?
I don't mind the money shop.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't mind the money, do we?
No.
Yeah, perhaps she'd like it better on the presses, Alice. You ought to take her tomorrow and show her the press shop. Mm.
I took her this morning and into the men's press shop and all.
What for, I don't know.
To give you some idea what parents do for their kids. Your dad works on presses like that.
You want to take her through the paint shop, Alice, then she'd know.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, do you know, the men there have to wear masks over their faces all day, Pat. They're standing and spraying cast irons that keep coming on and great hooks on a chain.
The paint gets on their chest. It don't matter how careful they are, it gets them in time, and then they're not fit for the job any longer.
Well, what should they do it for then if they know it's going to make them ill?
Well, it's very good money while they can stick it.
Somebody's got to do it, don't they?
And if one won't, another will, won't
he? Yeah. Man with a family's got to make what he can, hasn't he?
There ain't many jobs that don't make you sick one way or another, are there?
No.
You stick them long enough. I mean, look at us on the sewing machine.
Go.
It draws your eyes and it's Sunday till you get blinding headaches.
Yeah, and backaches. Yeah, and it's that kind of stomach, isn't it? Sat bent over like that all day. And it makes ulcers.
Yeah. But Blenchlow's is a good girl. If you get knocked up on a job, they'll give you a lighter one. That's what they do in the paint shop when the men get cropped up. They put them on easier work, and that gives a younger, fitter man a chance of getting onto the paint job and earning a top wage.
Yeah, till he gets cropped up.
Yeah, that's it. But we all go one way or another, don't we? Might as well do it earning good money. Come on.
Think of it, Pat. You could be away from the sewing machines tomorrow and have Phil Wheeler in the paint shop bringing you a £30 a week wage packet. You've only got to say one word.
Oh, we've been walking nearly an hour.
If you was bent over a machine all day with a baby inside you, you want a bit of walking as well. But you didn't have to come.
Watch her, you three.
I think that boy over the road's shouting at us.
Yeah, to the three of us. You, me and the baby.
Oh, they're coming over.
So what? They're only a gang from the fifth form.
When's the wedding, then?
You, Leah.
You ain't half daft, Pat. Everybody'd turn it into a joke if you got married. Nobody'll look at you if you don't.
Yeah. I know a girl in the same fix, and she got married, and the old ones bought them a house and all the furniture, and they got a car now. They got married without having to. Nobody bothered about them. You want to take advantage of herself and get set up.
If you didn't want to marry him, what you do it for?
Love. You don't know what love is.
All you lot are interested in is sex.
Oh, look who's talking. Lovemaking's all right, but not till you get babies mixed up in it. That's not fair.
Babies fetch £200 apiece. You sell it, Pat, and have a good time.
Yeah, do it every year, and you'll nearly be able to live off it.
I'm sorry for the lot of you.
You'll be sorry for me when I'm 5 months gone.
I'm sorry for you now, because everybody in the school knows you must be barren, or you'd have had half a dozen babies by now, the way you carry on.
You what?
Oh, hold it, Janie, no fighting. Remember the baby.
Yeah, I'll give her such a smack in the chops, only she's so far gone.
You just try it, and I'll send you flying.
Oh, come on, Pat, we were only taking the mickey.
I bet everybody that looks down on me's done worse than I have. Or will have done by the time they've finished.
You hope. Oh, come on, you lot. She's not worth bothering with.
Yeah, it's you that's not worth bothering with.
Come on, Pat. You're horrible, you are.
I'm not going to have a baby before I'm married. It's like being a cripple. You wouldn't care if it wasn't for other people looking at you. Oh, don't start snivelling, Brenda.
You cried a bit. People be a lot nicer about it.
If I started crying, I don't know when I'd stop. I've got enough to do getting through it and answering back without turning on the tap.
Well, where the hell have you two been?
For a walk, Mum.
We've been waiting for you half an hour. Another of your boyfriends has turned up to see you.
Oh, not that Phil Wheeler again.
No, not him. Old enough to be your dad this time. It's the milkman, that Welshman.
The milkman?
Yeah, come on, in the front room. Come on in here.
Yeah, I know. Hi, there.
Mr. Jones wants to talk to you. Don't you, Mr. Jones?
Come and sit down, Pat.
Good evening, Miss Aldridge. I have been here this evening asking your mother and father if I can have the honor of asking you to go out with me for an evening or two each week so that we can get to know each other better and find out if we are suited to be married.
Married?
I have heard all about the child, Miss Aldridge, and I will bring it up as my own, gladly.
But I
I've never even spoken to you, only when I've seen you come in with the milk.
Mr. Jones says he's always liked you.
Always liked you, yes. But that's not enough. I admire you, Miss Aldridge, and more. But that's for telling in private, you understand. And my name is Clow.
There.
No, thank you. I don't want anything to do with men.
Pity you didn't feel like that 6 months ago. Now you ought to be damn glad to have an offer from anyone.
I don't want to have nothing to do with any of them.
You know nothing about men, Miss Aldridge. A man you could call a man doesn't go around trying his manhood out on young girls of 16. Only a weakling or a very young fellow would stoop to that. A man who knows his manhood protects young girls from it. That is the strength and pride and responsibility of being a man.
I forgot to tell you, Pat. Mr. Jones is a Sunday school teacher as well as a milkman.
Well, not since I've been in England, only when I was at home. That was 6 years ago.
What were you before you was a milkman,
Slough.
Come again?
L-L-E-W. Slough.
Oh, yeah. What were you then?
A farm worker. Just. We got 30 acres at home, but that wasn't enough to keep my father and mother and me, so I worked on other farms. But then my cousin came to England and found more money, yeah? So I came as well.
You're religious, are you?
I hope so.
Oh, that's why you want to marry me, is it? To save me. You wouldn't have thought about it if I hadn't been pregnant.
Now, don't you worry. I thought about it very often. It's right, though. I shouldn't have asked you if it wasn't for the baby, because I wouldn't have stood a chance. That's why I am thankful to the child and the father of the child.
Oh, blimey. They don't think the same about these things in Wales, do they?
The truth is, if everybody had their due, most women would have a dozen babies before they were married, and most men would have a gross.
You what? Oh, I'm telling you, you know a damn sight too much for a single man.
I was married when I was 19. My wife was killed in a car accident 6 years ago.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. But you're too old for Pat. I mean, what are you, 40?
Well, not till August.
Oh, it's too old. It'd never do for her to go out with you.
Now, listen, Alice, you don't have to go marrying a man just because she goes out with him. That's right, isn't it, Lou?
Of course, Mr. Aldridge.
Have a beer.
Oh, I don't drink, thank you.
Don't drink?
No, thank you, Mrs. Aldridge. Oh, I wonder if I could call for you tomorrow afternoon, Miss Aldridge. I finish work at 2. I could be here by 4 and we could go for a walk.
A walk? There's a good film on at the Grand.
Oh, it's a Sunday, Miss Aldridge. I don't go to the pictures on Sundays. I go to chapel in the evening. I would be very honoured if you would go with me.
No, thank you. I don't go to chapel on Sundays.
Well, perhaps you'd like to go on a boat in the park.
Perhaps.
Well, I'll be here at 4 then. I thank you very much for your hospitality, Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge. And now I must go.
Hey, your coat's in a holo. I'll get it.
Well, thank you very much. Good night, Mrs. Aldridge.
Good night, Mr. Jones.
Good night, Miss Aldridge.
Night.
Good night.
Well, he's a sex maniac, I hope you know.
Don't be daft.
A man of his age, after a girl in your condition, and blokers don't drink, religious, won't go to the pictures on a Sunday, he's got to have some interest, ain't he?
It's only because he's Welsh you're against it.
Oh, I'll make allowances for that.
He makes you feel sorry for him, really.
Does he? Well, I'm sick of these innocent-looking blokes. Look at the last one.
Nice choice I got. Marry Phil Wheeler. Hate the sight of him. Marry the milkman. He's a crank, Mum's right. Every time I go out with him, all he talks about is his mother and farming and Wales. Bulls me stiff. Else I've got to be in a factory for the rest of my life. Supposed to be clever. Supposed to be going to be a teacher. What a hope. I can feel myself getting common. I can feel my face getting like everybody else's. Like a pudding.
Here, Alice, your Pat's working on without clocking up.
Oh, trust her. In a dream, as usual. I'll do it for her.
Kill that Phil Wheeler. I could take that pair of scissors and jab them into his guts till he flowed all over the floor. Even then, I'd have the worst of it. I'd be in prison, be the one jeered at and sneered at again, and he'd be the hero, dead and everybody crying over him. Serve him right if I was dead. They'd cry over me then, and they'd turn on him. Put my head in a gas oven, they'd all of a sudden think what a lovely kid I was. And Phil Wheeler'd never get over it. All his life it'd haunt him because people would say it was his fault. Only we ain't got a gas oven. I could lie down under a train. That
and make a proper mess of me. They wouldn't be able to look at me in the coffin then. I'd want them to look at me, though. Want to lie there smiling. And the school will send a wreath. And the fifth form will come and see me. Want to look really pretty when I'm dead. So it's no good hanging myself or poisoning myself. You go all purple when you do that. And it's no good trying to drown myself because I can swim. I've got to find a way.
She's awake now, nurse. Let's give her a lovely surprise.
Yes, sister. I'll go.
Hello, Pat. Awake?
Yes. I've been lying here remembering everything. Have I broke anything?
Only a bit of skin here and there, and you've got some lovely bruises, but you're doing fine. And so is the baby.
Oh, I'm glad it hasn't hurt that.
Did you guess it had been born?
Born?
Yes. Your baby's been born last night.
It's due in June.
Yes, but she didn't like the accident, so she decided to get out while the going was good. She weighed 5 pounds, 9 ounces. She'd have been a whopper if she'd gone her full time.
Me? Got a daughter? Does my mum know?
Yes. She was here last night with your father, and they phoned twice today.
Here we are, sister. A little surprise bundle for Pat.
Thank you, nurse. Here, Pat, just for a minute. Isn't she a beauty?
She looks like a monkey.
What are you going to call her?
Dunno. Ain't she ugly? Her skin's all patchy. Will all those wrinkles come out?
Yes, of course they will. She'll have a skin just like yours. You can see she favours you, can't you?
Me? Lummy.
They've only given us 1/4 hour. They say you need plenty of rest and nourishment. You'll be right as rain. So we brought eggs, bananas, a tin of toffees and a box of nuggets.
Lord!
And we're going to buy a complete new outfit to come home in.
Oh, don't spend any more on me, Mum. I ain't a hero. Only an idiot who jumped under a bus wheel.
Jumps, Pat?
No, she didn't jump. She's in one of her blooming daydreams and she stepped into the road without looking. I've told her about it before.
Didn't do it on purpose, did you, Pat?
No, Dad. That's the funny thing about it. There I was walking along just thinking about doing it. And then I go and do it. But I wasn't meaning to do it, not just then.
Who was thinking about doing it?
Oh, I think about doing it myself at least 40 times a year. Everybody does.
We see the baby, Pat.
They let us see her through the window, Patty. Oh, she's lovely.
Oh, you must have been looking at the wrong one.
Well, she's bound to be a bit shriveled, ain't she? I mean, she's premature. She'll grow out of it.
When I looked at her, I couldn't believe that's what all the misery had been about. I don't see how anyone could have anything against her. I don't think she'd be as much trouble as having a puppy round the house.
Can we keep her, Pat?
If Mum will let me.
Me? Oh, it's all set. When you're ready to get back to work again, Mrs. Sheringham will have her days. 35 bob, Monday to Friday. Plain sailing.
Phil Wheeler wants to come and see you, Pat.
Phil? Ooh, you have now put him in a state. I've seen a pair of crutches with more flesh. You'll have to see him or he'll snap it.
I'm not interested.
Oh, come off it, Alice. He ain't as bad as all that. He was out playing football for the school this afternoon.
They let him and stay at school.
Yeah, that's the way of it. And there's that milkman in a terrible state and all.
Lou heard about it, did he?
He came round last night and the tears dropping down his face was as big as marbles. Oh, I wish he'd never got nearer to you than putting the milk on the doorstep. I do, really.
I wouldn't mind Lou visiting.
No, not with that he don't. You let him come Sunday when there's 2 lots of visiting. We'll come in the afternoon, he can come in the evening. See if he'll give up chapel for you.
Did you give up chapel to come, Lou?
For me coming here hoping you were getting better without going first to pray to make you better? No, I went to chapel this afternoon.
Being prayed for seems to suit me. I am better.
Oh, I've got a letter for you, from my mum.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to call the baby May, Lou, because she was born in May.
Oh, that's very nice. Is she well?
Yeah, she looks at me now, cross-eyed. Not to worry, nurse says, they're all the same to start with. And she's losing some of her wrinkles, else it's me getting used to them. Dear Pat, my son Lou has told me all about you and the baby. I'm very sorry to hear of the accident, but thank God all is well now. I should like to look after you and the baby here for a fortnight to get your strength back. I'm a widow and live alone. Lou says she's never been to Wales. A lot of English people come for their holidays. I shall be very glad of your company soon, and I'm writing to your parents so they will know you're in good hands. Yours sincerely... Oh, ain't that nice of your mum, Lou?
inviting me over like that. But all that rain wouldn't be good for the baby, Lou. And me pinned in the countryside with cows and sheep all round, and the wind howling.
No.
I like pictures and dancing and crowds of teenagers when I'm off work, not shut away on a farm. I'm young, see?
I do see that.
Oh, I'll write your mum a nice letter thanking her. But I shan't go there. All I want is to get my figure back and get out to all those dances I've been missing.
But you don't know what you are refusing. You'll never see beauty till you see Wales, Pat.
You're longing for the day when you go back there to live, ain't you?
Yes. I'm saving, see, till I can afford to stock my mum's farm well enough to keep her and me and a wife and a family.
You don't really like the English, do you, Lou?
I love you, Pat.
That don't answer the question.
It's a silly question.
I've heard a lot of girls have illegitimate babies in Wales. Is that right?
Well, no more than anywhere else. We've got very high morals in Wales. And we've got a very warm nature, too.
Well, they speak a different language, don't they?
Well, I'll teach you. You can learn the name of our farm first. Bryn Mawr. Go on, say it. Bryn Mawr.
Bryn Mawr. And that's as near as I shall ever get to it. Because I'm sorry. But when I get out of here, I'm just going to enjoy myself.
You know how to shake, all right, doll?
You ain't so bad yourself.
Living Cloutley?
Yes.
Ain't seen you here before. Where you been?
Been? Oh, doing things I shouldn't.
Very nice. Can you come here with a boyfriend?
Nah, he's too old. He's 40. Here, where are we going?
Outside.
What for?
You guess.
Here. What are you up to? My man friend's never done that, and we've been courting 4 months now.
He needs vitamin pills.
You are awful.
Oh, beautiful. You know that? Beautiful.
Here. Not so...
But, Pat, you're drenched. Couldn't you catch a bus?
Plenty, but I wanted to walk.
What, in the pouring rain?
Oh, in one of your queer moods again, are you?
You can be thankful to the rain. If it hadn't poured, I might have...
What?
Yeah, well, come on, might have what? You've got a right one for a daughter, you have. I'm so stupid, it makes me sick. I've been thinking about it walking home. I'm just a slut deep down, that's obvious. But I don't have to go round acting like one. I've decided. I'm not going to any more dances, and I'm going for my holidays up a Welsh mountain.
Oh, so you're going to Lowe's mum's then?
Yeah, well, there's nothing but grass and animals and an old woman. You won't have to worry about me like you would if I went to Clacton. Mrs. Jones will keep her eye on me. That'll please you.
Yeah, you might like it better than you think, Pat. Mrs. Jones is a nice woman, judging by her letters.
I don't want to like it. I'm going because I can't trust myself to have a good time without very near having another baby. I'm not going to enjoy myself. I'm going to punish myself. Worse than a blooming alarm clock. Ooh. Come on, into Mum's bed. We got to be pals, you and me. All here alone among strangers. In this little old room like something out of a fairy story. Bed with brass knobs on. And roses round the chamber pot. Come in.
I thought you'd be awake. I heard her crying. Did you sleep well?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mrs. Jones. That's one thing I am good at, sleeping.
That's a blessing for you. I've got a bottle waiting, so I brought it up, and a pot of tea for you. Shall I open the curtains while you feed her?
Yes, please, Mrs. Jones.
So that you'll be able to see where you are. Getting here in the dark last night, you didn't have much chance to see anything.
No. Mountains. And the sea.
Yes, the sea is only 20 minutes' walk through the fields.
I've never seen mountains before. It's like a picture.
All the better for you being here, Bach. And a lovely day you brought, too.
I was told it always rained in Wales.
Oh, and I suppose you expected me to be wearing a tall hat. Oh, well, I must go and look after the stock now. Breakfast sometime after 8. Is that all right?
Lovely. Thank you. Not a house in sight. See, May?
Only fields and walls, mountains, trees. Look, cows, all round us in the fields. Lummy. Crikey, what was that? It's pigs, May, running across the field. Look at those two. Bigger than wrestlers. And dozens of little ones. They're running at Lou's mum, Gould. Oh, she's feeding them. See? They've all stopped squealing. Just like you, Maylin, when you get your breakfast. Oh, that poor little one, they've pushed him out. He can't find a place. Greedy pigs. Look how they shove. And there's a big one sat down on the food. Sat right in the middle of the trough so the others can't get at it properly. A bully. But that little one's nippy, though. He's in again. They're like people, May. Oh, amazing. They're just like people.
You've got a lot of hens.
About 200. Wandering and scratching and laying where they like. Sam and me are a bit old-fashioned. We don't believe in putting them in cages. We still think fields are made for animals and animals for fields.
There ain't any cows in this field, are there?
Oh, no, just the sheep. If you don't like cows, keep this side of the river and you'll be all right.
A river? I thought I heard water. Where is it?
See where the leaves on the trees are blowing right side up? Come on, I'll carry the baby.
Oh, it's cold. I'm going to walk right up it, right through the little waterfall.
The rocks are a bit hard for your feet.
Aren't they lovely colours? You can see all the spots and stripes on them as clear as anything. The water's so clean. Can I drink a drop?
Oh, no harm in a handful or two.
It's like ice cream. Then you look up and see the mountains. Mountains really are blue, Mrs. Jones.
Some days. Others they're black or green or purple. And others you can't see them at all. They just go under mist. Depends on the weather.
And you look a bit further and there's the sea.
And you look round a bit further again. And there's Ben.
Ben? It's a horse.
The backbone of the farm. He's the boy that pulls me up and down the hill selling eggs and vegetables. You can have a ride on him when you like.
Ride him?
Oh, he's as quiet as a lamb.
Hello, Mom.
It's our Meg and Mike. You've just come at the right time, Mike, to help Pat on to Ben.
Just the job, Meyer.
They've got the farm next to ours, Pat. A big place, 300 acres. This is Meg, my daughter, and her husband, Mike. And this is Pat.
Hello.
Hello,
Pat.
We've just come over to see that you arrived safe and sound.
That's it. Now, hold his mane and put your left foot into my hand. Oh, Meyer, this is the best introduction I've ever had in my life to a young woman.
Hey.
Right now. Up we go. That's
oh,
it.
Lummy.
Grip his sides with your knees and I lead him. Just a gentle walk for you.
When are you going to get rid of this old brute and buy yourself a van, Meyer?
It sounds as if you're still trying to sell your van, Mike.
You can have it for £100.
And you can have Ben for £1,000.
Ah, a damned expensive ornament he is. Eats enough for two cows. Costs you £80 a year.
Running a van would cost a lot more than that. Two things are worrying you, Mike. You want to sell your old van and you want to stop being let down by your mother-in-law going round the villages hawking vegetables to the pony.
Is Pat going with you selling vegetables tomorrow, ma'am, or is she coming over to us for the day?
Yes, she don't want jogging about in a cart watching cabbages sold and dozens of women asking her questions. And where is it you said you come from, young lady? Oh, and 2 pounds of onions, please, Mrs. Jones. From Cloutley, is it? Oh, well, that wouldn't be where Clow's working, would it? Well. Oh, and a pretty baby she is. Reminds me of somebody somehow. Quite like a little Welsh child, isn't she? Yes. Like, who would she be? Well, there's Queer. It's Clow the child reminds me of. Oh, would have thought. Oh, not that I'm saying, mind. Oh, and a bunch of radishes, please, Mrs. Jones.
Meg. Shouldn't have said that about Clow.
Oh, Clow wouldn't mind. He'd be pleased for anyone to think the baby was his.
It wasn't Clow's feelings I was thinking about.
It's all right. It was only a joke.
Talking about Clow, when's he coming home to start your hay harvest, Meyer?
Well, in a day or two, I should think. Now Pat's brought the good weather.
Clow coming?
Oh, when I write to tell him. His boss is very good. He lets him come straight away for the hay.
But that's only because Shew is good, too. He'll stand in for anybody any time for the rest of the year.
You think this weather's here to stay, then, Mike?
Well, the floor of the kitchen was sweating this morning, Mike, and birds are flying out to sea. And I haven't heard the woodpecker calling for 3 days.
Oh, she's better than a barometer, Pat. If she says so, then that's it. The weather's set and we all start haymaking.
And even big-headed modern farmers like Mike take notice of Mum, then.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is whether there'll come a thunderstorm right in the middle of it to spoil the lot. How are you, Pat? Getting used to Ben now?
Oh, he'd love me.
You come and visit us tomorrow, Pat, and see agriculture with a capital A. Don't want you going back thinking all Welsh farming is done with a horse and cart.
Mike's got 3 tractors and a baler and a combine, Pat. And he keeps 4,000 hens in cages in one shed and 1,000 pigs in the dark night and day in another and 200 calves tied up by the neck in another.
And that's the only way to make money at farming these days. Think big and borrow as much as you can to get bigger every year. With 30 acres and a few beasts, there's no future in it.
Which would you rather, Pet? See Mike's posh farm or come round with Ben and me selling eggs and vegetables?
I'd like to go with you, if you don't mind.
And I look after the baby for you while you're away, and any other day you want to go out, just you bring her over. And, hey, come and spend a day with us before you go back. It's not as bad as Mum makes out. She and Mike are always fighting about the old and new ways of farming, but they're good friends, most of the time.
Gold, you've lost a stone and grown a yard of hair.
What they've been doing, starving you?
You've never fed me half as well. It's fresh air and hard work, and my clothes fit me smashing.
Work? Hey, don't tell me they had the cheek to set you to work.
I set myself on haymaking. They let me drive the tractor while Clough pitched the hay on the trailer and Mrs. Jones loaded it, and then I helped pitch it across the barn. It was just like being in a hot bath of scent all day long, Dad.
Really?
How much did they charge you for that lot?
Nothing. They wouldn't take a penny for my keep, and they wanted to give me £5. But I wouldn't take it.
Oh, artful, ain't they? Get people up there, bald stiff, with nothing to do, and then setting to work as farmhands free.
Bald stiff? Do you know, you have to do more different things and make more decisions for yourself in a day's haymaking than in 10 years in the job I've got at Blenchlow's? Well, how do you think I could be bored with the sea just down the hill and the sun setting on it every day?
Cool.
And then wherever you are, you look up and see the mountains. And every time you do, you feel really happy. You really do. You feel your heart move right up into your throat. You don't know how to stand it sometimes. It's so beautiful. No wonder the Welsh sing.
Did you go to the sea, Pat?
Of course I did. And to Carnarvon and into the castle. There must have been ever such little people in them days. They built this great towering castle, but the doorways inside are so low they'll take the top of your head if you don't watch it. It's real spooky if you get caught in one of the passageways by yourself. All still and cold.
Well, I must say you look well on it, doesn't she, Alice? All bright and brown, like a young gypsy.
Well, you can say gypsy again.
Oh, it's worth £40 a week, Dad. And I liked it so much I'm going for 6 months next year.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Clough's going home to look after the farm for his mum next Easter, and I'm going up there to help them for the whole summer.
Cool, so now they're going to get 6 months free work out of you, are they?
No. I shall get my keep and maize and £2 a week on top.
£2?
Clear. And that's more than I get from Blenchlow's. Well, you reckon it out. When I've paid Mrs. Sheringham for looking after May every week and my fares and my board, I ain't got £2 clear for myself every week, have I?
But Lowe's always told us he had to leave the farm because he couldn't make a proper living on it. So why is he going back again?
Yeah, why? And her with him.
Clough never had enough money before to buy enough cows. He saved enough now to get 6 more cows and 2 extra sows and another 200 hens. And they're going to grow a whole acre of vegetables to sell next year, instead of just a garden full. And they'll be taking the horse and cart out twice a week selling stuff instead of one.
You don't say.
Mike, that's Clough's brother-in-law. He keeps saying Clough will never be able to make a living out of Bryn Mawr. But Clough says he will now he's saved up enough to buy enough animals.
People who work on farms get minds like turnips, I hope you know.
Turnips? What do you think my mind is like at the factory, eh? What have you got to fill your mind when all you've got in front of your eyes all day is a needle jumping up and down? You think of sex or suicide or nothing. It's a different life up there. Like being abroad.
Oh, get away.
No, even the people
people are different. A lot more friendly than we are. Well, they'll talk to you on the road before they've even set eyes on you before. You come to Wales for the holidays next year and come and see Bryn Mawr, ma'am. Then you'll know what I mean.
Oh, don't you call me ma'am. You're in England now and I'm mum. Anyway, I'm not giving up Clacton for any Bryn Mawr. Oh, we'll come out one weekend and have a deco. Don't you worry about that. And I only hope we get a wedding in before the next baby comes along, that's all.
Oh, mum.
All right, I'm coming.
Mind you don't catch your death of cold, are Brenda. Oh. Well, the place is all right to look at, Pat. I know that. Like a picture. But what the hell can you do with a picture once you've seen it?
Too, Mum. Well, there's washing and shearing the sheep, building new hen houses, ploughing, harrowing, rolling, sowing, weeding, singling the plants, pulling carrots, digging taters, weighing them and selling them, brushing Ben and harnessing him, cleaning out the cowshed twice a day, spreading dung, collecting eggs, driving the tractor, sharpening the knives for hay cutting. We're starting hay time next week if the weather's right. And I can milk now, Mum.
Yeah, I know. Big deal.
They're not really fierce like they look, Mum. They're ever so patient. And you know, if you're kind to them, they give a lot more milk.
Yeah, I dare say you're quite pals with the pigs as well.
I am now. I was terrified of them. I love them now. They're ever so pretty, especially the little ones. I don't know how people can call pigs ugly or dirty. They're not. They never dung on their beds. Always right up at the other end of the sty and keep their beds spotless.
Always one for the facts of life, our Pat.
I'm ever so fit, Mum. I don't get any bad thoughts now.
Too worn out by the end of the day even to think of boys, are you?
I wasn't talking about boys. I got worse thoughts than about boys in the factory. Terrible thoughts. It frightens me now when I look back on it. I must have been ill at the factory, Mum, without knowing it.
Well, an unmarried girl with a baby shouldn't expect to feel normal now, should she?
Oh, I can see fishes!
They're trout, Bryn. On rainy days, we catch them and have them for supper.
I'd sooner have my fish from a proper fishmonger.
Go on, walk through the grass barefoot, Brenda. It's smashing.
Mind you don't tread in something mucky.
It's a lovely place for May, Mum. She loves the animals and the flowers.
Well, you watch, you don't get trampled in by them cows or fall in the river and get drowned.
Oh, she'll come to no harm. She's always with one of us. And she ain't stuck in her room all day with Mrs. Sheringham and six other kids catching germs. And she ain't being bundled from one person to another all day long till she don't know who her mother is.
Hey, you're suddenly very fussy about her, ain't you?
Yeah, I am.
If I was you, Pat, I'd marry Lou just to live here.
Would you?
And if you two married, I could spend my holidays here, couldn't I?
That's the idea, is it?
Working holidays? Working like you do?
I shan't marry Lou or anyone else. Not for you, nor your holidays. Nor even the farm. The mountains and the trees all put together.
What would you marry for, then?
Oh, that would be telling.
For love?
No. For something more than that, still. I'd marry him for admiration. That's more than love. I'd marry him because he can suffer and never take it out on anybody else. All the hay's spoilt and it looks so lovely. Just like last year. What's the good of him being kind with the animals and putting up with all weathers and worries and working as hard and long as he does and always being kind even when he's worn out? If he hasn't got a woman to love him for it. I love him for it. I wouldn't mind working on the land and sleeping alongside him for the rest of my life and having three children for him. The funny thing is, he wanted to marry me when I was in trouble and I didn't want him. Now he's in trouble, I want to marry him and he's just got no interest in me. His hand hasn't even touched me for weeks. Not even by mistake.
Ever since her family went back, Mum, she hasn't been the same. She's homesick, I think.
No, I don't think that, Phil. I think Pat's a bit quiet these days, like us. because we've had such bad weather for the hay. It hurt her, I think, to see the hay spoilt. And I think it's time we all cheered up a bit about it.
That's it. Exactly, ma'am. Pass used to a town, you see, to a gay life. Plenty of buses to catch to go to the pictures or cafes or dances. She's got to have a bit of life if we want her to stay here for the winter.
Well, she's a great help in summer, so, but winter, well, costs a lot of money to keep her and the baby and pay her stamps and wages. Is it worth it?
Oh, it's worth double that to me, ma'am.
You're fond of her, Phil. But is she as fond of you?
I need time. In winter, there'll be more time than in summer.
You asked her to stay?
Oh, not till we get a van.
That is it. Van?
She'll be able to take her to the pictures or somewhere in the evenings, ma'am, so she won't feel she's missing life, so she'll stay. A van will be useful to us as well.
Been talking to Mike, have you?
He says he'll sell us his van for whatever price Ben and his tackle fetch.
So that's it. Ben and the cart and harness are going, are they?
Barely short of hay this year, ma'am. And what Ben would eat would feed one of the cows. And we could keep more hens in the stable. Make more money that way.
Mike's been teaching you well.
It's not just for part we're having it. I mean, it's to fit in with the farm work as well. And it'll save you from the weather when we're selling vegetables.
Do you realize the girl's fond of that horse?
So am I, ma'am. So are you. It's got to happen sooner or later. Sometime we'll have to change horse for engine. Might as well be now.
You've got all the answers.
But don't ask Pat to stay for the winter yet. Not till she's seen what a difference the van will make. She's not in a very good mood at the moment. She's off me a bit.
Small wonder.
Goodbye, Ben. I hope somebody buys you today who really loves you this time. Mrs. Jones does. She's kept you and worked with you for years.
Come in, ma'am.
Where's Pat?
In the stable, I think.
Tell her to come into the house. There's a cup of tea.
Mrs. Jones can't stand to see you go, Ben. That's why she's staying in the house. It's not because she don't care she's having a cup of tea. It's because she can't stand it. She's got to do something, and so have I.
Mum said there's a cup of tea for you, Pat.
I know.
Cup of tea, Pat? Thank you, Mrs. Jones.
Whoa, Ben. Morning, John.
Morning to you.
No pig for you to take this morning, John?
No.
Nor sheep neither have we got. Not just yet?
I know.
Nor cattle? Not selling any cattle today?
Well, no, I know, Phil.
Well, then, what do you come for?
The horse, boy.
The horse? What do you think I am, a man or a bloody banker? Afford to sell my one and only horse?
Mrs. Jones, listen to him. Shh,
this horse boy keeps going when engines break down. He's pulled hay after the sheep over snow that a tractor would bog in. This horse boy can get up icy roads a van couldn't tackle. This horse boy, he's got a heart as big as 20 men. I've never seen him jib. Never, never. He's made us pounds. He's worth a fortune. Why should I sell him?
All I've got is the instructions.
What bloody instructions? It's a mistake. I'll pay, don't worry. Take the lorry away. Go on, have a beer on me.
Okay with me, boy. You are the boss.
Well, that's slow. I don't know what came over him. What came over him wanting to send Ben away, I don't know. Nor what stopped him. But if he'd have done it, I could never have felt the same about Clo again. Nor the farm. It would have been worse than putting all the pigs and hens into batteries, bringing a van to put in Ben's place. It would have been like Clo trying to turn himself into Mike.
Pat, I want you to go to Clo now and just say that to him. Now, don't tell him I sent you. Just say what you said to me, will you?
Guess what, Mum?
Well, you don't leave me much to guess by the looks on your faces.
Oh, she quarrelled with me. I told her why I wanted to sell Ben and get a van, and she called me a stupid idiot and said she would never have forgiven me. Then I told her why I couldn't sell Ben when I came to it. Oh, I just couldn't, Mum. I just couldn't see him go. And when I told her that, she kissed me for it. And now she says she'll marry me. Could you credit that?
I could. And God bless you both. I'm happy for you and happy for me. You're another daughter for me, Pat, and May's another granddaughter. Oh, I'm in luck.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones.
You call her Mum now, Pat.
That'll be easy.
You know what she says, Mum? She started loving me when the rain was pouring down on the hay. And there's me been hitting the side of the hay barn thinking that 10 tons of bad hay was a sign of bad luck, when the very thing I thought was my year's worst enemy turned out to be my year's best friend.
Like me with May. But for May, I would never have come here.
Aye, that's right. God bless her. God bless Ben as well. Dear God, he'll die here as natural as I shall. And he'll be at the wedding. We'll deck him out and get him to draw us to the wedding, shall we, Pat?
Oh, yes, Slough.
And we'll harness him now into the float and go and see the minister. And we'll call in on the way to tell Mike we don't want his old van.
I've been thinking about that van.
Eh?
If Mike's willing to sell it for £100 or less, it can't be much good. Mike, don't give anything away. It'll have been falling to pieces every minute of the day.
Aye, that's right, ma'am. And a van can't do the horse hoeing like Ben can. They can't do the hay turning and raking and carting. They can't do the dung carting either.
What about Pat when she wants to go out in the evenings for a bit of a change?
Oh, we've only got to walk a couple of miles to catch a bus, ain't we? And it's a lovely walk. And what's more, no old van can take me riding through the fields like Ben can.
Well, ma'am, you don't have to go out with Ben selling when you don't want. There's me here will do it on bad days. And Pat can do it on nice days when you want a rest.
Yeah, lovely. What do you want an old van for?
Hey, you just watch Mike's face when we tell him, Pat. Oh, Ben. Hello, Mike. Don't look so surprised, my boy. He says he wouldn't marry me if I sold him for a van. So what could I do?
So your farm's still going to be run by women and a pony, is it, Lil?
Well, that'd bring me far more good than any old van, boy. Did you hear what I said? We're getting married.
Congratulations. Now you've got two women and a baby to support. I hope you'll be happy.
You flatter me, boy. Pat and Mam more than support themselves.
There isn't room for four people's keep on 30 acres. Not unless you go intensive, put up a battery for 10,000 hens or turn out 50,000 broilers a year or 5,000 porkers. Then you might do it. The snag is it would cost you £20,000 in capital to set up.
There's worse snags than that as far as we are concerned. We want to enjoy our work and we want the animals to do the same.
One thing about it, you could never starve at Bryn Mawr. There's plenty of eggs, milk and butter and fruit and veggies and cockerels and pigs running about.
Ah, she's got the instinct.
Yes. And you'll always have a sheepskin to tie around you, and you can make pigskin boots and tie them up with binder string and take a bit of straw to push into holes in the roof and knock furniture together out of branches. Aye, and when you try to sell anything, everybody will be doing you down because you look so damn pathetic and laughing at you. That's a real successful farmer's life.
You don't need to be jealous of us, Mike. You've got 300 acres. That's enough for you to manage. We'll manage Bryn Mawr in our own way.
Jealous of you? I'm sorry for you. I'm telling you that with all of 300 acres, it's difficult to make ends meet. That's how I know you'll ruin yourselves at Bryn Mawr.
Ah, but you're forgetting a thing or two. We use our own sweat on the farm. You never do such a thing as swing a fork, squeeze a cow's udder, or pick a potato. You pay others to do that. But we do all our work ourselves. So whatever money comes in, we arm for ourselves. And another thing, all your machinery and your batteries and the hens and pigs and all, they bought on borrowed money. But everything in our place, little as it is paid for cash down. That's what I've been saving for all these years. So we wouldn't have to pay any moneylender 10% of our profits. That's the difference between us and you, Mike. That's the reason you're in a temper about us. We are farming the old-fashioned way. We're in touch with our animals and got our feet on the ground. While you're farming the new way with checkbooks, manicured nails and wheels under your behind most of the day. And you are not so sure that you're as clever as we are.
Oh, come on, Slow. Gee up, Ben.
I give you 2 years before you come asking me to take you on as a cowman.
I'd sooner live on skim milk and taters.
Ah, we're in for better luck than that, boy. And don't forget to come to the wedding. And tell Meg. If we are married in chapel, Pat, we shall have 200 at the wedding. My father's buried there. He had 300 at his funeral.
Is your first wife buried there, Clu?
No, no, in our own village where we were married 20 miles away.
Clu, when you think about the baby, I want you to pretend to yourself that I was married before myself, just for a little while.
I'll be the better husband for having been married before, Pat, so don't regret that. And that boy was May's father, don't bother me a bit. You didn't love him enough to marry him, but you're marrying me, that's all I care about.
I thought it was loving when it was only lovemaking, really. You've got to love someone till you're nearly silly to marry them. Getting married is frightening, really.
People live a poorer land than ours, Pat, so don't let what Mike said about Bryn Mawr bother you. Life's not so hard, but we'll be comfortable.
Everybody's life's hard. He wants to go to Blenchlow's factory before he tried frightening me about Bryn Mawr. He wants to try being a single girl, having a baby. If you can get through that, you can get through anything. I often think about the other girls who haven't been as lucky as I have.
A lot of them wouldn't think it luck at all.
People may think when we marry that I'm grateful to you for hiding May under her father's name, but they'll be wrong. Oh, I'll be glad for May's sake as she grows, but for myself, I'm not bothered about that at all. No, what you've done for me is taken me out of a little sick way of life, as big as a sewing machine, That's all it was. To a life miles high, miles wide, with things to do and think about. That's what I'm grateful to you for.
Thank God.
And there's the cows and the trees and the pigs and the flowers. And Ben and your man and the river and the waterfall and the mountain.
And me.
And you, Flo. Oh, Flo. And you.
In The Young and the Pity by Kathleen J. Smith, Pat was played by Liz Gebhardt. Her mother, Joan Newell, her father, Alec Ross, and Brenda, Nicola Jenkins. Hugh was played by Richard Davis, and Mrs. Jones by Rachel Thomas. Phil, Derek Seaton, Mike, Alan Downer, Madge, Estelle Collins, Cheryl and Meg, Elizabeth Morgan, Brian, Stanley Bates, Jane, Gloria Parkinson, Anne, Deborah Dallas, and the young man, Andrew Jack. The Young and the Pity was produced by Keith Williams.